In part one of this series, which explores the impact of the pipeline workers coming into Pocahontas County, we talk with Mayor Ann Walker of Hillsborough about the new RV park built to house workers coming into the county to build the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Here in part two of this series, we will continue to explore the impact of the RV park and its projected new residents by talking with Donnie Rose, who owns the park and who built it. I asked Donnie how the project began.
One of the ladies from the pipeline does her laundry at Hillsborough at the laundromat. And I think she noticed a vacant lot. And she, I think, mentioned it to her husband, one of the superintendents of the pipeline. And the thing was, we needed to contact each other, what my plans were for that lot in front of the laundromat. We made contact, and they said, you build it, and we'll fill it up for you. So we decided to do it. We're doing nothing with that property. I've owned it for years. Have never done anything with it. It was time to do something with it. So that's how it really got started.
How many sites will be on the property?
25. What it is, some of them are singles and some of them are doubles. The front part of it is all doubles, so that means the trailers can park side by side and hook into the same pedestal. The back row is singles. Only can be one row back there, but over next to the highway, there's going to be two rows of campers.
I guess it worked out well for you since you own an excavation company.
We decided just to go ahead and do it. We do this type of work every day. Looked like there's an opportunity maybe to make a little money off of it, so quite an expense putting them in, but once you get it in, hopefully over the years you can make some money with it.
Did you have any communication with the town or the community?
I did. I first started with the town, see if they had any problem with it, and they didn't have. And I talked to anybody that I thought may have some kind of regulations. Talked to the health department. It's been approved. Had to get a permit to do this. Talked to the state. I guess as far as it went as a state.
Have you considered that it's going to change the culture in the town?
Yeah, I'm not certain what I'll do with it once the pipeline's gone. I have different thoughts what I could do with it, but we'll just have to wait and see. But I have no real plans for it once they're gone. Maybe make it into cutting it down and making it into more of a park-like for people, maybe overflow for Watoga. You know, they're kind of hard to get a campsite down there in the summertime. So it could be that I may leave it as a park, maybe plant a few trees, make it look a little bit more campier, I guess you could call it.
Has the company given you any idea of what type of people will be coming? Will it be families? Will it be single people?
It'll be both. Some of them will have families. Maybe they'll bring their families and have some kids that would get into the schools. I really don't know. You know, we've had some people in the community that said they'll bring crime and drugs. The guys are coming here to work, not to sell drugs or party all night. The homes that they come in here in, they're anywhere between $50,000 and $100,000 homes that they're pulling, and their truck, if they pull them with, is $60,000, $70,000.
And if a couple of them do turn out to be a problem?
I have been contacted by the pipeline security people and told me if you have any problems whatsoever, I have a number to call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If there's any issue with one of the renters at the campsite, I'm to call them and they guaranteed me that it would be taken care of.
I guess some of the other businesses in town are very supportive of this.
Yes, I think so, because it's going to increase their business. I'm sure that it'll help everybody in town. One person in town objected to it. I think his thoughts would be a lot of trash accumulated at the trailer park, but I'm not going to let that happen.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.